Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bulbacast Season 2, Episode 5. My name is Nick, and I am joined by PPN Steve, PokemonPalace.net webmaster and key Bulbagarden affiliate.
Hey, everyone.
Satoshi Kun, Bulbagarden chat owner.
Pika!
And hi. Misty, moderator on Bulbagarden forums and Smogon forums. Let's get started. Tonight, we begin with a question from Jigglypaw, who is not answering our question of the week, but actually provided a good chat topic. He wants to know, I want to know what everyone thinks about how closely the DP anime will follow the DS games. Do you think that there will be an appearance from Team Galaxy in the anime? Will any of the characters you meet in the game, such as the people who join you for double battles, the forest, cave, etc., also make an appearance? Very good question from Jigglypaw. We covered Team Galaxy a little bit last week in Episode 4. I think it's inevitable they will make an appearance. My prediction was that they would appear probably around the second gym, Natane, around Hakutai City, but they could always appear earlier, probably because of the fact that the second gym won't air for a while. My prediction will probably be about March. Since a lot of you, well, since everyone except me hasn't played the Diamond and Pearl games, do any of you think any off characters or, you know, characters that follow you?
Well, they've done it before, so I would have to say they'll do it again.
Why wouldn't they?
It's how they follow the same.
Yeah, gym leaders, everything, you know, they follow the game.
Any last comments about that, or from Misty or Satoshi-kun?
Well, as I said before, I don't see why they'd break the mold now.
I figure they'll just keep doing what they've always done, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like the show has a whole ton of originality to
it. Well, if the machine ain't broken, don't fix it.
Exactamundo.
Hi.
God, I wish Bill Gates would learn that.
Exactly.
Except his machines are all broken.
All right.
Don't fix what ain't broke.
Right.
Exactly. We're going to go right to the question of the week right now. Last week we had two questions. One was, you're chosen to write the next Pokemon movie. What's your storyline? And two, suppose a full 3D Pokemon RPG gets made. You know, what do you want the story to be about? What's going to make the game really sell? Satoshi-kun mentioned last week, you know, what's going to make you play it over Dragon Quest or Final Fantasy? And I added Diablo or Ultima. All right, first response is from Little Brother. He doesn't have anything for the movie, but for the games, he wants to see the Hoenn, I believe that's how it's pronounced, Hoenn and Delta species featured in the game. They're from the TCG, which I kind of figured. And he doesn't have any real specific ideas, but it'd be fun to use Pokemon with messed up types in theory anyway. Maybe you could use some sort of device that identifies if a Pokemon is a Delta species and what its type is. I really don't know, but hey, I'm not a game designer. It's a very good point, very unique idea.
That kind of reminds me of Colosseum, though, because in that RPG, you had to use a scanner to detect whether they were a dark type or not, right?
Right, and that was also the storyline in Extra Dimension, which...
and I haven't heard the greatest reviews of those games, though.
I
don't think they'd have to do a little bit better.
I didn't get Colosseum. I skipped out on that, but I actually imported Extra Dimension in the summer of 2005. And
US version.
No, I enjoyed it, is what I meant to say.
I'm still playing it.
But would you guys choose that over, well, you, Nick, you're the Dragon Quest guy here. Would you choose it over Dragon Quest?
Absolutely not. No way.
No, it's not deep enough.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Therein lies the problem.
Right. It's just like any other Pokemon.
Games need to be, no, it's not. It's not like any other one.
Well, what I'm saying is it doesn't
still
get
better.
What I'm saying is it doesn't get deep enough. It never gets deep enough, even the Game Boy games. But the Game Boy games are not meant to be that deep.
They're deeper than the console games, and the console games have a lot more capability to be way deeper.
Yes.
And they're not.
One thing I liked about Colosseum and Extra Dimension was that they provided legit ways to get Ho-Oh and Lugia. So, right.
That's a good thing.
PH, again, I don't want to mispronounce his name. He has an idea for the movie. First off, it would focus on Cresselia and Darkrai. Darkrai would be causing bad dreams to people on moonless nights, as well as leading children astray from town with the help of Fuanti. How do you pronounce this? Yonorir? And other ghosts. Ash and Co. would come across the town and try and find the kids along the way, meeting Cresselia, who disguises herself as a beautiful woman who Brock falls in love with. They'd fight Darkrai, who traps them in a nightmare for each character, and finally succeed and rescue the kids. And he'd also throw in Hidoran, because he can't think of any other movie for it to be in. Uh-huh. At first, when I heard about the Cresselia idea, I thought it was a little bit odd, but I understand that you gotta have some kind of comedic value, because it's a Pokemon movie, so...
Well, yeah, there has to be comic relief. We've always... And we lost Max, so we don't have him anymore.
You know what I have to say? That does not, you know, that sounds like a good idea for a movie, but my God, that sounds like a good idea for a game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nice little spin-off. Switching now, we're going to invite a prominent member of Season 1. Please welcome TSS Killer.
Hi.
All right, welcome TSS. Right now we're just answering the question of the week. As you know, last week's questions had to deal with a movie storyline and a 3D game storyline, if Pokemon was a full 3 RPG. All right, we continue with Wolvern. In answer to the first question of the week, I think that it should see if the movie were to return a part of another Battle Frontier of some kind. That would be all right, because it would add something properly worthwhile doing with a lot more variety. However, it would be better if they added some kind of potential, like an extra dungeon or another thing like the Sevii Islands. Maybe an optional trip to the Orange Islands and compete in an Orange League. And I just realized that was part of the...
Hey, now, wait a minute. That would be really cool.
That's not deep enough, though. That wouldn't get me to play it.
That would bring a flashback to something that's happened already. Okay, I've been here before. Now I'm better with new Pokemon from a whole new region. Ooh. All right, let's see what happens.
Could be interesting.
In fact, that was the only league he ever won. Was the Orange.
Yeah. Yes.
Flesh it out, and, you know, it could actually be a winner.
It could, yeah. It could make for a great flashback sequence. You know, I wouldn't base the whole movie on it, but it could be something in it, you know?
Right.
You're welcome to add anything at any time, TSS. Thoughts on the Orange League? Maybe segueing?
Yeah. In terms of the Orange League, that it was very diverse in the interesting battles that went on during the Orange League.
And you couldn't even stand it. Because, you know, like the
I know they had all those. I mean, not only that, you had the unique battles. I mean, you had the race, you had the sort of skeet shooting competition that they had.
I remember that.
And then the island hopping involved, and that was just great. Good arc.
Well, it was good entertainment. That was for one.
It was.
And, yeah, I mean, it made light of a filler season, as it were.
But it turned out not to be a filler season, because it was
more
good.
Active than the it was more active than Kanto. It was.
It was.
Because it was more interactive. Because it's not only you just battling them; you're also
the characters were already well defined. At least the main characters.
Mm-hmm.
You knew who they were and what they, you know, pretty much what their goals were, and you know how they interacted amongst each other and with others.
Right.
Yeah, it was just great. The way it was pulled off, like you said, the randomness of it, the variety in battles and battle styling. It was just, you know.
The writers put something like that. So much credit.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's a real turn really to face in battling. Of course, it would never to be seen again.
Well,
but at least
that's,
we had...
That's, what he's saying is just bring something back towards the Orange Island in the new movie 12 that we're creating out of it in there here.
Well, that was his idea for the games, but yeah, definitely would make a great movie idea.
Well, hey, wait a minute. That brings up a very interesting point.
Fire away.
In a full-on 3D RPG, why can't we have all the regions?
Works for me.
Ooh.
Kanto,
Orange,
Owen,
and Shino.
Shino. What? What's preventing them from having that?
A lot of work.
Yeah, because you would have to.
They're already built. All you have to do is just.
You would probably
put in the damn game.
You have to put a lot of fucking work into a RPG.
Ways to link them together.
Here's a good point.
Yes.
Do programmers really want to write 1 billion lines of code for a game? No.
Nope.
Right.
They write 1 billion lines of code? No.
No. Do you want
to
game
pre-canned routine?
But still, That was what cut the programming lines in half. Nobody. You know how long it. You know how long it would take to make a game like that.
Yeah, look,
I'm used to playing four CD RPGs.
What's stopping Nintendo from doing it? Stopping Game Freak from doing it?
Right.
Probably the cost.
Well, as
they just charge more.
Well, as I proposed earlier,
like any other game company would. And that's what was key here. This is a full-on RPG discussing.
As I said, I think Square or Enix needs to be team up with Nintendo like with Super Mario RPG. Because they could do it, and they are used to making all these worlds and writing all these lines of code.
Nintendo has the creativeness, right? They have the character designs, the character maps, all that.
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping them from handing that stuff off to a third party, Square Enix or whoever they can get does major games?
That's how we got Mystery Dungeon, was that which was actually pretty damn well done in a lot of that.
We're going to continue after this brief commercial timeout, so don't go anywhere.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
I'm just going to continue with Wolvorn's response. In response to the movie question, well, obviously to start off, I would base it around a legendary. My new favorites are Heidoran and Darkrai. So to start, Ash and Co. would arrive in a new town to visit the temple of some sort, perhaps a shrine dedicated to Heidoran or Darkrai, where an old lady would tell them that Heidoran was running amok, causing havoc, due to Team Magma coming back to find a new monster, which would give them landmass power, and Ash and company to take it upon themselves to find the answer. The lady would give it them some sort of sacred artifact related to Darkrai, and there would be one to Heidoran, but the Magma leaders would get it, and tell them the only way to do it is to release Darkrai, who would be able to oppose Heidoran and lock him away again. And so they go on a haunted dungeon to the south. Heidoran came from a mountain in the north and climbed down its many floors, fighting off ancient Pokemon and braving traps all the way down. And on the way, meeting either a Fionn or a Shiomi, you'll see why soon, before reaching the final floor when they awaken Darkrai using the artifact given to them. Then Darkrai would go to the surface, send Heidoran back to where it came from. Unfortunately, Darkrai would then turn the town into a nightmare land, releasing millions of ghost Pokemon after possessing the Team Magma leader, who was still in the area after releasing Heidoran. And of course, Ash and Co. are having none of this, so they have to fight their way past the Magma grunts and admins, who would have been possessed by the various ghost Pokemon until they reached the Magma leader, where Fionn or Shiomi would then battle with the possessed leader, win, and force Darkrai out of his body, at which point Ash would use the artifact to return Darkrai to its slumber, and returning Team Magma and the whole team back to normal. And then Magma would be given the Heidoran artifact, and then the two artifacts would be placed back in the temple where they belong. Then the village would celebrate by building some monument in their honor, and celebrate the new champions Ash and Co., and their new town guardian Shiomi or Fionn, having a festival every year to celebrate their day of triumph. A very good storyline, and
saves the world once again.
One comment here: having half of a movie in a building seems kind of dull.
Yeah. No,
sorry,
it's been done before.
You just have to expand on the concept. That's what I think.
Yes.
Well, his storyline was fairly good. It was too similar to other movies in the way it's structured.
True.
We all know Ash goes in someplace, finds something wrong, fights the bad guys, fixes what's wrong, saves the world.
Of course. He has to save the world.
We need a movie that doesn't do that.
All right. Jigglypuff is back, this time answering our questions. I think since the movie would probably be set in Sinnoh, he would like to see the Tengen Mountain Range or the Shino Underground involved somehow. Maybe someone, an evil misunderstood science perhaps, is hunting under the mountain range or something, and without knowing ends up releasing a Pokemon, Darkrai or another legendary Pokemon.
Ooh.
Unearthing something that makes the people of Shino begin to hate each other or begin to have no feelings, like a sort of emptiness or nothing that spreads across the land, seeping up from the underground. Or the stone that contains Mikaruji, or a whole pack of them. Maybe the east or the west sides could start to fight, all the flowers could start to die, and people and Pokemon would not be friends with each other anymore. Maybe Ash has to search for Shiemi to help restore beauty to the land and feelings and emotions to the people and Pokemon. No matter what happens, I am sure there will be some sort of scene that shows the bond that Ash has with Pikachu, and how that no matter what happens, that bond cannot be broken. Ash will try to sacrifice himself to the emptiness or whatever, and will realize the error of its ways and return to where it came from. I know this sounds a bit familiar, though.
That sounds like Kingdom Hearts.
I like it. I like it. This is a children's anime, and friendship is a very good thing to teach to children. What is the worst thing that could happen? Everyone who is friends with their Pokemon or friends with anybody is magically transformed to where they cannot be friends anymore. That would be sad, and that would be wonderful to watch Ash have to correct that, and he would especially be met with a lot of opposition in having to do that, because
didn't that
maybe
happen in one of the episodes at one point in time?
Yes.
When Team Rocket was doing that ray over to some lab or something?
Was it episode 88 or 89?
So you've been there, done that. Not original enough.
Jigglypuff just has two more sentences to close this out. I would like to see Mikaruji in the film. Maybe that could be feeding on all the bad feelings that everyone is feeling, and it gets stronger and stronger. It could be released from the Crucial Stone, which it was imprisoned in, and Ash could go to the place where the stone was found.
Oh, God. Ghostbusters 2.
Infinite Sceptile. If I were to write a Pokemon movie, it would focus around Regigigas and the origin of the Regis. Regigigas would be the antagonizing monster awakened by a madman who has stolen the Regis from Brandon, who, if you don't recall, was the Battle Pyramid brain, who would, of course, make an appearance. Ash and Ko would team up with an archaeologist to find out why Regigigas is rampaging and would enlist the help of the beast Heateran to stop it. Team Rocket would help, too, in their own way. The villain should be a middle-aged lady just to mix things up. So we have Heateran as a good Pokemon now. If a 3D RPG was made, I would love it if you choose one Pokemon out of your current party to be out of its Pokeball, like Ash's Pikachu. I would like to see it walking around or flying around with you. It would have benefits to your character and the rest of your party. What I was thinking was, if you were walking through an area that is poison in the air, for example, you would bring out a Wobbuffet or a Togetic, etc., to create a safeguard around your character. Maybe you would need a bug Pokemon such as Beedrill to fly beside you as you pass through a forest for increased protection or to avoid attacks from the nests of other Beedrill or something. Maybe the Illuminate or Stench ability of whatever Pokemon you have walking with you to affect wild battles. Maybe if you had a Charmander or a Chincho with you when in a... rather to increase your cave vision would be enhanced using its tail or antenna. I'm going to pause there for a minute. And you want to comment on that paragraph?
Yes. It sounds like Digimon World. That's what it sounds
like. I've played Crystal Chronicles 2 and I had a Moogle running around with me, protecting me.
They've done it in Pokemon already.
This sounds like the original Digimon World.
Expanding on
game.
It just a little so that it affects the gameplay instead of it just following.
I didn't like it.
I mean, it's a good feature. It wouldn't be the main premise of the game, of course.
Right. That could not be the main premise of the game.
No, it would
whatsoever.
Just be a cool feature.
That is a feature. No, that's not the plot, but yes, you do have that as one of your features as you go around the world.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to create an RPG, you've got to,
could work.
It's got to be deep. So that's just one little tiny aspect of your...
That's going to be the main, that's going to be the main dungeon mode.
All right.
Go into a dungeon and that actually increases the, you know, you have to use your brain some and you have to figure out, hey, you know, I'm in this area, what Pokemon am I going to have to bring out to protect me from this? And what do I want to bring out to protect me from this other dungeon?
That's cool because it gives you a learning curve to learn what you have to do.
And that can also help you
play ability.
Yeah,
you know, it makes it more fun.
Yeah, you know, you go back to DP, you know, that if this game would be out, DP would be out. You know, you'd know what would be best to use against what by finding it out in this RPG.
You'd find out quick enough, too.
Exactly.
it's a pretty cool feature. I would like it as a feature, not as, you know.
Yes. No. So. No. Main premise, no. Feature, amazing. That.
What's next?
If they ever did a 3D Pokemon game, that would be perfect.
They're listening to us, too, because these are great ideas, and you should really put them on paper to put in your next RPG game for the Act Battle Revolution.
Need the Wii's.
Please, we need real RPGs.
Exactly.
Yes.
Next up.
Right.
Jigglypuff continues with, he would also like to see the ability to be able to ride certain Pokemon. Imagine galloping through a meadow on a Rapidash, or flying on the back of a Charizard through a mountain pass. I think that would bring a good aspect to the games, also surfing on a Pokemon or diving to the seafloor on the back of a Mantine. It would mean that you would have to get as many Pokemon as possible to be able to access all the areas in the game, flyers, rock climbs, surfing Pokemon, etc. Now go ahead.
Sure.
Awesome. I think it would be an awesome feature to have in the game. And it would bring more realism to your Pokemon experience, because it would be doing something you would do normally, or that's something you've seen on the anime.
You do have a point, because yes, you know, you have to use fly and surf and all that.
Exactly.
You actually get to see what it really is supposed to look like, instead of, you know, you just have the image of the Pokemon on your
screen. You have the control now too, because it would be controllable.
And, you know, being the Wii, you know, you can have some serious control.
There's just so many things that could be done in that respect.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway. Next.
All right. Jigglypuff continues, if the game was on the Wii, I would like to see it be more action based on certain parts of the game, which is what we were just discussing, although he doesn't see the game changing formats. You could use buttons on the Nunchuck controller to scroll through Pokemon's attacks and use them with A on the remote. So I would love to be flying on a Charizard and telling it to use Flamethrower on an oncoming Skarmory swarm. You could use the remote to aim your attacks. Also, the ability to change the character design, much like you can on Battle Revolution, would be great. Maybe there would be a central trainer city where you can connect via Wi-Fi and can meet up with other trainers, like Animal Crossing Wild World, exchange trainer cards, have a battle in one of the arenas there, or just chat and trade. The whole game doesn't need to be Wi-Fi, but a Wi-Fi city would be really good. Now, they have that in Diamond and Pearl a little bit.
I don't like the idea of a centralized Wi-Fi thing.
Okay.
I would prefer it to be more along the lines of full RPG Wi-Fi.
Agreed. And he has just two more sentences, I'm sorry.
Sure, right ahead.
Perhaps you could set up your own Elite Four and swap records with friends to try and beat each other's teams. That's too many ideas, really. I would like to see most of the Pokemon following you around in the game in 3D.
That's fine. Good points. I like that. I mean, I don't see why you would want to set your own before, but maybe
I will say this
be based on how you do your quest, something in a randomization of the engine itself. So if you do a quest and you don't do certain features but do others, you get this set of elite trainers to battle at the end.
Yeah, I will say this.
You know what I'm saying? It just kind of varies based on what you do during the game, like what an RPG would do.
The Pokemon following you around thing really reminds me of, what was that, Dragon Quest Monsters, which I really have respect for that game. And I, you know, it also reminds me of the whole Dragon Quest type formula where, you know, you have you instead of all of your party members just being one character walking around, you know, you have everyone following you, and that's a nice feature.
I like the idea of it being out and being able to control it and do it for whatever area you're in.
That's how they did it with Yellow too, didn't they? Pikachu's always following you, isn't
he? He just followed you. He didn't really do anything though.
Anything to add, Misty?
Not to this. I'm going to save my opinions for the end.
Okay.
All right. Works for me.
That works.
We have two more responses. One's from EV1. EV1 always giving us one of our more unique responses. All right. Here's what he said for the game. 3D game. A new force of evil is sweeping across the land of Or. As Wes, a former employee of Team Snag'em, you must free the shadow Pokemon from the grasp. In a fierce contest to the death, Pokemon Contestium. Appeal to the judges to free the Shadow Pokemon. Scene ends with Tyranitar appealing to the crowd with Shadow Rush, only to be hit by a Pokeball. That was a joke. As Bob, a 10-year-old boy, you must battle the evil authorities and liberate the citizens to free Dialga. Forced to alter time to allow the authorities to alter time to become the authorities. With battles, not contests. Team up with
it's the kitty GTA.
There you go.
I gotta love it.
Pokemon
GTP.
Meridian City.
Grand Theft Pokemon.
Team up with a mysterious legendary trainer who will assist you for his or her own reasons. How will the battles end? Nobody knows. Okay. We have one last reply from Neku. In response to number one for the movie, a rocket-centric movie would be nice. Mewtwo Returns was almost that, as far as I'm concerned. Come on, the whole point of Mewtwo Returns was Team Rocket is cool, end of story. Find some way to make them the protagonists. Either JJM or a lesser one group like Domino or Basho, Busan, Sebastian. As the anime's done in episodes like Do's and Don'ts, in quotes. That being a dub episode, and give it a good storyline, and I'd be pretty much sold. Or a movie version, or the origin of Mewtwo with Child Giovanni, drawn as cutely as he is in the Himeno manga. 10-year-old or teenager would both own. Yeah, I can dream, and I. And in response to Fabu Vinny's idea regarding Max Darn. Alright, for the game idea, Neku writes, make it comparable to, say, Oblivion. Give it deep character customization, tons of side quests, an open-ended story, and the chance to join an evil group or some other organization. Also, don't let the guy who did the work for XD and Colosseum do the designs. I think Drilldozer proved to all of us his retro cartoon-style work is much better looking in 2D. A cel-shaded look would be awesome, too.
An open-ended RPG. Why couldn't you have a choice of joining the bad guys or the good guys? You know, that would double or triple the playability if you were to come back and play it again from the start.
Good point.
Also means more work for the program.
Obviously change your quest and your objectives in the game.
Yeah, it does kind of make more work, which is why, once again, Fables, you can complete it in a couple hours, while Pokemon, the main Pokemon games are usually like 15 hours. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a
so you would double that at least, because you'd be able to come back and do a new one on a new group.
Exactly. That concludes our questions of the week for Bulbacast Episode 5. Your question for Bulbacast Episode 6 for next week is, in the games or the anime, what would you like to change about the next region? I, being, of course, Nick Winter, would add a lot more snowy areas, glacier areas, etc. What would you like to see added? More lakes, more fields? You know, what are you a fan of?
Fewer Zubat.
There you go. Anything, TSS, or...?
Well, since you're implying that it'll be answered next week, probably get more in response. Actually, what I would change is less grass, more water.
I don't want this to take up too much time, so we're going to do a little bit of a throwback, and we're going to have a little bit of discussion on the Porygon episode, because Sachikun wanted to mention that. So what comments or questions do you want to ask?
Well, the Porygon episode, I was reminded once again of it for the millionth time when I was recently looking on the PocketMonsters.net page, a great page. Everyone should go there for Pocket Monsters news. And there was a little news blurb on it about I Survived the Porygon Episode t-shirt. And this t-shirt pretty much is a t-shirt for anyone who's watched the episode to buy and wear proudly, stating that they have watched the episode, they have survived without a seizure, and I was really, really actually excited about this thing. I'm like, man, I am going to have to buy one of these and wear it. And then at the bottom of it, it said, this is not a real t-shirt. You know, it reminded me of this episode, which, in my opinion, was a wonderful technology-based episode. And really, I have a feeling that a lot of it is based on the movie Tron. One episode that is truly a shame, a tragedy, as a matter of fact, that it has not been released on any format since its actual original airing.
Another interesting thing about that is, since the Japanese government has destroyed the tapes, there's no way that it's going to be released in any other medium. What they could have done was they could have re-edited the footage where it wouldn't have blue and red flashing lights, but of course the footage is destroyed, and all that remains are copies that are
from VHS.
Floating around places. Yes, on VHS. No master copies. All the master copies are gone.
Well, aside from it was a pretty good episode.
Indeed, so.
I didn't have any issues with it being seizure causing or anything myself. Being one of the few people who actually has a copy of it, I found it to be a relatively great episode.
Me too.
The storyline or the plot line of that particular episode was well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
Just too bad that some unusual circumstances came together and it caused the seizures.
And any anime that you watch nowadays, or not all anime, but most anime that you watch, you will see a little blurb or hear someone speaking to stay a good distance away from your television and watch in a brightly lit room. That is because of that episode. That episode has affected all anime that much.
Well, all the anime that's aired on TV Tokyo. My opinion on this whole thing, Porygon has been, well, I would have to say that it is my favorite Kanto episode because it involves computers, and the only anime episode that actually focused on computers, and everybody would agree with me that it was a well-thought-up episode, and I wish it would be done again, but because of that, we will never see Porygon ever again in the anime because of that particular reason.
Well, I haven't seen the episode, but basically, if I recall correctly, Porygon was one of the big media things that actually got Pokemon into, it really got people hearing and talking about it because of that big scandal with the seizures. That's just something I've heard, so.
Okay, fair enough.
I saw the Porygon episode a couple years ago. I didn't obviously have any problems with it. I thought it was a very good episode, and it's a shame it was banned. But that, along with the Dratinia, was a very good episode, and I wish it was could have been eventually dubbed, even unofficially.
Sorry about that.
No, don't worry about it.
All right, very good points all around. We're going to go to our final thoughts of the night, and we are going to start with Misty, and he has things to say, so go right ahead.
I was just thinking about some of the things people said about answering the question of the day, and I have often a few things that came to me. First off, with the movie, I don't think anybody mentioned Giradina, who I think has a lot of interesting potential for a very good movie, especially one very with a lot of plot behind it. I could possibly imagine one with a big conflict between it and Aruzus, or really most anything. I think it has a lot of potential story-wise. As far as the 3D game, I've thought a lot about this, and really, it kind of goes back to what you said a while back. If it's not broken, don't fix it. A lot of the 3D games, even Colosseum and XD, they lack a lot of the best ideas that make the Game Boy games such big hits. And I think the best way to make a 3D game, if you think about it, Pokemon has great gameplay. I have memories of playing Blue 15, 20 times, just trying out different unique teams because it is such a great system. And I really think you can preserve that, but you there's more to add. I mean, story is really big for me. I mean, I've played Final Fantasy games, and I now I really want to see a Pokemon game that really has a great story. I think the ideas put forth by Diamond and Pearl, Colosseum and XD, especially Mystery Dungeon. There's and of course other sources, like especially the special manga. There's a lot of sources of great ideas that can be built from the Pokemon world, and I really hope that someday that potential really gets realized.
Very good point. SK.
Is Porygon in public domain yet?
That won't happen until at least 50 years, and Pokemon has to be dead for 50 years, and
it's
not going to happen.
But also, I want to say about the whole games, as Misty said, yes. You know, a storyline is a much-needed thing. If you're going to do a full-fledged RPG, features are nice, But what the game needs, along with the features, is an amazing storyline that will have you playing the game, gripping the controller with fear, crying, jumping up for joy, all things I have done while playing various RPGs. You need a game that will seriously, emotionally move you.
Very, very good. Totally agreed. PPM?
I agree with what everybody else was saying about the 3D RPG. I feel that it needs a much broader and much deeper storyline. It needs to appeal to the general gamer, like Final Fantasy or some of these other RPGs do.
Yes.
Pokemon, like we all agree, is a great franchise. It has great characters. The characters are well-developed. The Pokemon themselves are well-developed. Well, it doesn't, because it's such a simple story. Even the Game Boy games, they're very straightforward and simple. I mean, great. Us Pokemon fans love it. Mm-hmm. You know, especially like the new releases, Diamond and Pearl, et cetera, et cetera. Because we get to see new areas and there's new Pokemon added.
That's not going to bring everyone into the fold.
It's not. It's not. It's
enticing.
It might bring one or two new fans in, but it won't have the appeal to the mass gaming market like a full-fledged, deeply plotted RPG will. And my last thought is, this has been another great cast. And
agreed.
We loved your answers to the questions. Great, great ideas. A lot of creativity out there, guys.
Round of applause. Exactly.
You guys make the cast great. We need every single one of you guys.
We hope to have that type of quality responses for the next question of the week next week. So, hey, stop by the Bulba Garden forums and say your piece.
Winter, you, sir, what are your final thoughts on this whole menagerie of goodness?
I have nothing else to say. I've pretty much said my piece. If you'd like to close out the show, you may do so.
The games discussion, I will have to admit that I'm not a real stickler for RPG games, but if the game is structured in a way that appeals to me, which has to be more interaction than just going around and you have to find 50 gold Pokeballs or something like that, that'll definitely entice me to play it. Porygon, nothing else to be said. That'll just about do it for Bubblecast, episode number 5. First, I have to do this thing. You have to come on to the IRC medium, people. You are the ones that drive the IRC channels crazy, so you need to come here. The server address, of course, IRC.system.info or IRC.pocketmonsters.net. The two channels are Pound Bulb Garden and Pound Pocket Monsters. Pound Bulb Cast will be open 1 hour, usually, before the cast begins. All right, one more thing. Website plugs, BulbaGarden.net, PokemonSys.net, and PokemonPalace.net, of course. And that will just about do it for BulbaCast episode number 5, season 2. I am Chris Killer, speaking for everybody here. And I would like to thank Winter and his very good dialogue for tonight's questions.
Yes.
On the screen, of course. Misty and PBM Steve, of course. Once again, I am Chris Killer saying, have a nice weekend, everyone, and we will see you next week, hopefully with Archaic. So, tune in. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
And bye.
Okay.